Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, actually home and in the studio
basement
to record a Remasculate podcast. Oh my God, how long has it been? Three weeks. I think it has been 3 weeks since the last Remasculate podcast, and it is much too long. So I was out doing the cruise ships, as you know, and it's hard to get a podcast done on the ship because I attempt it and I get distracted, and then I think, well, I'll piece one together, and then I don't really like the direction that one or the other one was going, so I throw it out and think, oh, I'll do another one, and then it gets too late, and I think, well, I'll do one tomorrow, and then I think to myself, well, if I do it tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to upload it because there's no Wi-Fi. That was today while we were on St. Martin. So that's the way it goes. I've just been heavily distracted working, and I've got to make it better. And part of the problem was the mixing board that I took with me on the ship was a piece of crap. It actually kept acting up and didn't allow me to use two mics, because that's what I was going to do. I was going to try to do a podcast with Danny Ingles, the comic that I was working with on the ship. But that didn't happen. But I'm home. I'm back here in the Remasculate studio
basement
with Podcat, who is about to take a ferocious in his cat box right now, as I look around the room to see where Podcat is scratching in the cat box. Well, there's the way to start a new podcast. Podcast. See how those words get mixed together like that? Podcat, podcast. But I'm here, and I'm doing it. First of all, when I was out on the ship, I was keeping up with the news, because really that's all they give you on ship TV is news. You get MSNBC and Fox and CNBC. And I can't hardly watch the girl on that Melissa, whatever her name is, on MSNBC, the one that talks with a lisp and just hates everything that isn't communism. What's her name? Melissa? Yeah, that's Melissa Perry. You can't say hi. Yeah, say, they adopted a white baby. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Well, no, they adopted a black baby. Who? I'm all confused. Never mind. So, anyway, she was making fun of, it was Rick Perry, Governor Rick Perry. She was making fun of the fact that they, their family had adopted a black child, and they were just, that wouldn't have worked well going back and forth the other way, would it? Nope. But anyway, she apologized to Melissa, whatever her name is, got on there, and she said, I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have made fun of the baby, and that was insensitive, or whatever it is she said, because I didn't pay attention, can't listen, turn the channel. But anyway, here's what I noticed. I noticed that the news media is just, there's so much coverage about the investigation of Governor Chris Christie and that traffic delay, okay? I mean, and why is there so much lack of investigation on the American deaths in the Obama scandal we call Benghazi? That's what I really want to know. Is it bias? See, isn't it weird how, like, this governor of one state and not all the states jacking up? No, this guy, because he is sort of a front runner and he might run for president on the Republican ticket, they got to just start ripping the hell out of him right now, right? So, if we could find something like a lane closure. Oh, my God. He caused a traffic delay. Well, what about Benghazi? What about the IRS scandal? What about Fast and Furious? What about all that? People don't really seem to care about this stuff much, do they? Yeah, just like Jimmy Fallon and Bruce Springsteen last night doing the Chris Christie song on a national show that's broadcast worldwide. Why are they going on just about this one governor in one state that goes out worldwide? Why didn't they do a song called a song parody bashing Obama with called You Can Keep Your Doctor? Yeah, that's what I said. You can keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Nope. Didn't do that, did they? No. All right. Well, that was my first little thing. I was just wondering if it's a distraction, if this whole Chris Christie thing is a distraction on a mess called Obamacare right now. All right. Something else that I'm sick of, or you might not be, but I'm kind of leaning that way. Sylvester Stallone. All right. Have we had enough of Stallone? Didn't he disappear for a while, and how the hell did he come back? The Expendables, that's how he came back. But now he's coming back again. He's going to play Rocky Balboa again in a spinoff film called Creed, okay? So it's not really Rocky, it's Creed this time. Rocky trains the grandson of the late Apollo Creed. Stallone says this is not Rocky VII. He just has a supporting role, and that it's going to be great because what's going to happen this time, the character who's actually not well, he's going to come on, he's going to pass on his knowledge while he still has time to Apollo Creed's grandson. Oh. And Stallone says, I think it could be a great movie and a great challenge, and it is going to happen. I think the challenge is getting my money out of my pocket to see another Creed movie. All right, let's see. Oh, here's another speaking of painful things, see, I'm mostly news stories here today because I just want to get something out to you guys, have a little fun, and then I'll get back in the swing of doing a podcast. But here's a news story. In Australia, a guy woke up to a sharp pain in his right ear. He knew it was a bug. He was hoping it was not a poisonous spider. As the pain got worse, he tried to suck the insect out with a vacuum cleaner. That's right, vacuum cleaner. Well, he went to the hospital. Oh, wait, no. He tried the vacuum cleaner before squirting water in his ear, hoping that it would, make the bug crawl out. But here's what he did. It just made the bug angry, and it crawled deeper into the ear. So now he went to the hospital where a doctor put oil down the ear canal. Well, this only forced the bug to crawl deeper before it eventually began to die. After about 10 minutes, it stopped burrowing. Oh, can you imagine a bug burrowing in your head? Burrowing in your ear. Burrowing towards your brain. At that point, the doctor put forceps into the man's ear and pulled out, are you ready? Pulled out a nearly 1-inch long cockroach. A cockroach in your head. The doctor said they'd never seen an insect this large pulled out of someone's ear. Ew! How gross is that? Hello? Hello? All right. Now here's gross. This is another gross story. This isn't too gross. Police in Pennsylvania came across a teenager who had crashed into a tree while allegedly driving under the influence of alcohol. Christopher Schuler, 18, was taken into a nearby hospital where doctors x-rayed him and found an anomaly inside his rectum. According to the police report, here's what they found inside of his butthole. 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces, 11 ladies' rings, a socket wrench, a bag of synthetic marijuana. Authorities determined that the man had stolen the items from a home and quickly shoved them up his rectum when he saw an officer approaching his car following the crash. Okay? Yeah, let's discuss this now. Look, there's a cop coming. Shove everything in the car up your butthole. Could you do it? I couldn't do it. How big is your butthole? That's what I want to know. How do you shove that much stuff up your butt? You know, have you ever just had like a wiping accident where your finger kind of went up your butt? Didn't that kind of make you go, hey? Okay, 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces, 11 ladies' rings, a socket wrench. One of these things is not like the other. And a bag of synthetic marijuana. All shoved up this dude's butt. Okay? He had time to pull down his pants. Cops coming. How slow does the cop walk, first of all? But he'll be going to prison. And my guess is he'll be very popular in prison. My guess is once the word gets out how roomy this guy is, this guy's ass is roomier than a minivan, okay? He could probably get kids in his ass and take them to the park, but well, that's gross. Why am I even bringing that up? Anyway, he's going to be very, very popular in prison. What have you ever had? No, I started asking a morning radio. What have you had shoved up your ass? Give us a call, 303. Yeah. But here's something you will love. I know a lot of guys love having stuff shoved up their butt, but this is real love. This is the steps of falling in love. Okay, a Boston school teacher asked two girls in her class, ages 7 and 8, what the steps were to falling in love. And here's what the kids said. You ready? All right, this is going to make you worry about kids. Here you go. First, you stare at each other. Two, you get close to each other. Three, you ask for a date. Four, you go in bed and do sex. Five, when you kiss, you suck and lick. Next one, get naked in bed and do more sex. Okay, remember, 7 and 8 year old kids. Go dance and put your noses together. Number eight, you go in bed forever, then kiss forever. Number nine, take a shower together and kiss. Number 10, give each other rings. Number 11, the final one, get in the pool together. You'd already had sex. Wouldn't the pool have been before that? Okay, now there's my question. This is my question. 7 and 8 year old kids, girls, talking about go to bed and do sex and suck and lick and then get naked in bed and do more sex. Okay, where are they getting this? Where are these kids learning this? Are our kids out of control? I think this is pretty obvious. Or is it our parents? The parents have no control. Is that that's what's going on? I think the kids are running the world. They don't know they watch whatever shows on TV. I think this is what happens too. I think parents, they don't have parental locks on the TV. The kids have a TV with cable in the room, and the parent goes, just leave it on the Disney Channel. Don't let me catch you watching anything else. And, you know, because kids mind so well. And I think they're watching everything on cable. Or I think parents don't pay any attention to the TV and motion picture ratings. I think they just kind of go, well, you know, what are they going to see that they haven't already seen? They're 7 and 8, and they're talking about sucking and licking. That's it. That's all I got to say about that. I think we know there's a problem in America, and something needs to be done about it. When 7 and 8 year old kids are talking about sucking and licking and getting in the pool and having sex and get in bed and do more sex, quote, this is a quote, get in bed and do more sex, we have a problem, America.
America, we have a problem.
Something needs to be done. All right, well, that's the stories that I had grabbed that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I know this wasn't a very, very long little podcast, but like I said, I got to get back down here, get a groove. Mudflap's got to get his groove back. Wait, that was Stella. No, Mudflap is better. Mudflap's got to get his groove back. So while Podcat is staring at me and Rain, our new cat, is staring at me from the back of the couch saying, Rain is giving me that look like you ain't giving me no love at all. You've been gone. And you're not giving me any love. I'm sorry about that, Rain. But I am going to give a little bit of love to the other podcasts that I do. You guys probably know that the girlfriend, Miss Thang, Janet, and I do a podcast called Wrinkle Cheats. It's a whole separate different podcast. And we do that typically once a week on Monday nights. But I was gone for a little while, and we didn't do that podcast for a while either. But when I got home the other night, We threw down a podcast, and it's already up on Wrinkled Sheets. I know, see, shit was... It's easier when there's two of us. We can bang back and forth. We run down here, can talk, get it out. And sometimes when I come down here by myself for these podcasts, I tend to go, well, what am I going to talk about? That's just going to be stupid. They don't want to hear about that. I could rant about the ship. I could talk more about what I saw on the ship. I could talk about, you know, this and that. That's basically what we did on the Wrinkled Sheets podcast. When I got back, I was so, you know, excited about things that I saw on the trip and things that I did and people that I saw. I just blurted it all out on Wrinkled Sheets. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to combine the two shows. I'm going to put Wrinkled Sheets here on this one, and you can get Wrinkled Sheets. And if you like that one, you can start listening to that podcast too. But I promise, the next Remasculate podcast that I do will all be Remasculate. All right, well, here it is. This is Janet and I at our Remasculate podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, all of them. It's doing well. Actually, and I don't know if you guys even know this, Janet does another podcast with a friend of hers, Ashley, called Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And they actually now have got picked up, and they're on iHeart. Bitches, they're already beating me. They're on iHeart Radio, and I haven't gotten there yet. But iHeart told me they couldn't take me because I'd been using music. I had a theme song. You guys remember the... Well, that's a copyrighted song, and that was on the start of a lot of my podcasts. So if I go back and edit them out, maybe I can get it up on iHeart. Or the possibility that I just don't ever use a theme song anymore and do it like I just did. See how we did it? That's what we're going to do. Anyway, here it is. Here's Wrinkled Sheets. I'll see you guys next time. God bless America. And make sure you listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. But don't go until you listen to the rest of this podcast. Love you. See you in a little bit. Hello and welcome to... Oh, that's really loud. I shouldn't be that loud. Okay.
Calm down.
I was all excited to be back one more time to do Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Yay, we're back. It's been like three weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, you had to go hang out in the Caribbean.
Right. I had to do two round-trip cruises.
Had to.
Well, somebody's got to pay the bills. So, you know.
Wow.
Just teasing.
Dang.
I knew you'd take it like that. That's why I said it.
Yeah. After 3.5 years, you kind of know how I'm going to react.
Not always.
What do you mean?
Huh?
How have I surprised you recently?
How?
Yeah, like you said, you don't always know how I'm going to react.
Well, you've been a little more, I don't want to say cranky.
I have?
I don't want to say it, but...
I have?
You have?
I feel like I've been happier. You've been home.
And... Oh, yeah, you're happy because I'm home, but you've been a little more on edge recently.
Well, the day job, the time I'm not around you,
uh-huh.
has been a little... high in the stress level.
Yeah. So every once in a while, you're a little bit more like...
You should feel bad for my coworkers.
Yeah. Because you don't really, you know, have to come home and deal with them.
I don't have
Whatever
to
that
deal
means.
With you. You're pretty low maintenance.
Well, anyway, I'm back.
You're back.
Yeah. And congratulations on your podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. I listened today, and you guys are very funny talking about all the poopageddon that you had to go through.
Do you want
to
talk about that here?
We can talk about it a little bit here because it's two separate. I have never seen that much.
Okay, let's start.
Dog poop.
I gotta
start from the
beginning. Okay, so first of all, you had minor surgery yesterday, and I came. To pick you up, which was not the original plan.
And by minor surgery, I'm not ashamed to say, I had a hair transplant. I went to Dr. Tanya Paul's at Bosley Hair and had some work done.
Yeah, you should see it.
And I was drugged.
Gory.
And I was drugged up with pain medication. And I was told not to bend my head over too much because the blood flows to the head and causes swelling at this point. And so now we come home from the doctor. And as soon as we open the house door, it smells like... a camel took a big old dump right there in the living room.
It kind of smelled like death.
It did a little bit.
Like, I've never smelled anything like that before in my life.
It was really bad.
Okay, and I wasn't supposed to bring you home.
No.
Your sister was supposed to bring you home.
Right, but the surgery ran long and she couldn't do it.
Right, so no big deal. And yesterday, the person that cleans our house every other week was supposed to stop by, and we canceled her.
Thank goodness.
Everything fell into place for that to be the perfect day for Moon Pie to explode.
Out of both ends.
Oh my God.
There was poop and puke and,
so
and
because
liquids
of,
and...
Because of the not being able to bend over thing, I got the pleasure of cleaning it up.
Cleaning most of it up.
Yeah, I used a whole bottle of bleach and...
I don't know how you did it. I was thinking you might have to actually take a... a squeegee or some kind of thing and push it like you would a like an ice scraper.
I tried that at first, and I was like, I think I literally said, F this. I'm just going to get down, spray it all with bleach, and wipe it one little area at a time.
And I was really surprised that I didn't hear,
I know. I got to say, I was proud of myself. There was no gagging.
Because I would have.
I took it like a trooper.
Pooper trooper.
I am a pooper trooper. That means I'm a keeper, right?
A pooper trooper?
I'm a keeper, right?
Yes, you're a keeper.
Dang it. The funniest text.
If that's not a keeper, what?
The funniest text I think I received in a while was the one from you today. You're welcome. I'm a good boyfriend. I'm not, you know.
See, I am a good boyfriend. I just have to let you know it every now and then because you've been like, come here.
You like to tell everyone on this podcast that I get cranky all the time. They probably think I'm a very unpleasant person to be around.
No, they don't. They just know you're a girlfriend. They just know that you share a house. And I think that's kind of what happens when people share a house. You take for granted that you could have a bad day at work and then come home and just be like, you have to love me.
I haven't taken it out on you at all.
Really? Then what is it like at work?
Like last week was like the peak of stress and you were out of town. And I even told you, it was good that you were out of town.
Yeah.
I came home and went straight to bed.
Well, the stress of cleaning up that poop again would have been enough for me. But let's just say that the dog apparently is okay.
Is okay.
We don't know what made it explode like that.
A lot of roughage.
Immediately was like running and jumping and begging for food.
Right.
I do think it was the new milk bone thing as we got. Right. I think we gave him a change in dog treats. And I think
dogs don't like change.
They must not. And then Butterfly ended up getting a little on the icky, poopy side.
But she's better now, too.
So I had to give them both a bath without looking down. You know how hard it is to squat and look straight ahead without trying to look down to bathe your dog? Every once in a while, I'd have to raise them up to see if they were clean or not.
I was pretty happy when you said you went up to your doctor for the follow-up today, and they said it was all good. I was like, oh. I was a little nervous.
My forehead's swollen under the bandana.
Oh.
It looks like I've had Botox. It's kind of like it's just tight.
Did you use any cream on it?
I've been using the cream, and I don't know if
you've seen it. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's pretty tight under the bandana.
He looks like an alien. So how was your trip? Any highlights you want to share?
The highlights? Sure, I could do it on here. Maybe I'll use this as my podcast, too, since I haven't been able to do a remasculate
podcast. I'll keep it manly.
Okay, keep it manly. Because I haven't been able to do a remasculate podcast since I was on the ship.
Has Tracy been busy?
I'm not on the ship. Not the ship. So anyway, but I did. We went to, it was St. Martin. And we got a cab driver that was born and raised in St. Martin.
Oh, wow.
70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And all he played was country music in his cab.
Nice.
He had a cowboy hat and a saddle hanging from his rearview mirror. And he put on Hank Williams and would just sing and sing and sing real at the top of his lungs. And I just thought he was great.
Why
and he
didn't
was so
you
much
video
fun.
That?
I don't know. I should have.
That would have been an awesome vine.
So the next trip, the next week when we go back, we went back.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get his cab to where we were going, but as Danny and I, the other comic, were leaving the beach, I saw his cab because he called his cab El Paso City after the Marty Robbins song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Painted on the side of his cab is El Paso City.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he told me that's because he loves Marty Robb. So as we're walking up to the beach with the cab area, he's pulling away. And I'm like, El Paso City! El Paso City! And I run after him. I chased him down, and he goes, oh, my Hank Williams fan! So he gave us the ride back, and he sang the entire trip, and he gave me his card this time. I have it in my bag. And
so
said, whenever you come,
back.
You call me. I drive you all around the island.
Aww.
And he wants to go do karaoke. As we was driving back to the ship, he'd point to this place. They do karaoke on Tuesday nights. I'm always there. And if they do over here Friday night, they'll have the best karaoke machine at this place. And,
oh, wow.
But we're never there at nighttime. So right. I may just have to give up on the beach one day and call this dude and go, let's go do karaoke.
But what place does karaoke during the day?
There was one place he drove by
Oh.
that did karaoke during the day.
Hmm.
It was like an open air bar. Just as kind of a...
Like Hawaii.
Very, yeah. Wow. So I may have to do that.
That sounds fun. I haven't heard this story yet. I'm glad I asked about your
trip. I was saving it for the podcast.
Right. You wanted to test me. Did you listen?
Yes. Right.
What was the name of the cab?
Yeah. What was the name of the cab?
El Paso City.
El Paso City. By the Rio Grande. That was, remember the Marty Robbins
song? Yes. Yeah. Your drugs are kicking in.
They are. I did take a pain pill.
Oh, remember? Right before I got home? so you could deal with me. Thanks, ass.
So let's talk about your hometown for a second.
Oh, heavens.
Branson, Missouri.
Not my hometown, but yeah, I was born there and then lived there for 5 years after
high school. And apparently planes won't go there.
So, okay, first of all, the college I went to, you can major in aviation
mm-hmm.
because there's a very small airport.
And apparently these two did major there.
And I think it's the Graham Clark Airport.
Uh-huh.
And the radio station I worked at in college, he had an apartment right across the hall because he was very old.
You're confusing me now.
No, I'm trying to give you the history. So there's this airport, very small airport,
right.
Like 3,500 foot long runway.
Mm-hmm.
And named after M. Graham Clark, very awesome man. That's the point of that story. And I used to actually see him. And anyway. And then my dad texts me and he's like, check out the plane that landed at your college. And I was like, what? Planes land there all the time, Dad. You know, it's one of those moments where you're like, okay, Dad.
Not a great big giant commercial aircraft.
Southwest. I love Southwest. So since I moved away, they have built like a big airport with like a 7,000 foot long runway.
But still not big enough for commercial airline.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's where it was supposed to go. 7 miles away.
Oh, okay. This is the confusion of the...
Okay. So since I left, uh-huh. they built a big airport.
A real airport,
7,000 foot long runway.
Okay.
Okay. We're on the same page? All right. And that's where this airplane was supposed to land. It was coming from Chicago, but I haven't heard why they picked the small airport.
I don't either. Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
They're blaming the pilots.
Right.
And no one has said anything about the, don't they have to file like a flight plan? And isn't there a tower that says,
right.
you're clear to land? And isn't all, how did these two pilots just
they're
randomly?
They're only 7 miles apart. Do you think maybe they thought they were talking to that tower?
I don't know, but none of this has been reported this way. That's what I'm saying. These two pilots landed. Okay.
Well, and they're investigating it.
Yeah, and now they've been suspended for mm-hmm. whatever. Well,
that sucks.
Remember the old days you just have to worry about your luggage going to the wrong airport?
Now you have to worry about your plane going to the wrong airport. Yeah. It doesn't
And of all the places, why there? Why in Branson? Couldn't they... If I get lost in an airplane... I want them to land in Hawaii by mistake. Sorry,
What's wrong with Branson? I keep trying to get you to go there with me. I think we would have a heck of a time.
Oh, I'm sure.
It would be hooting and hollering like crazy.
Boy, if we went to Steal Your Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
We would just have the time of our life.
And go see the Bald Knobbers.
Oh, yeah. And that singer dude, the one that just...
Which one?
What's his name? The one you had a big crush on?
Oh, he doesn't sing anymore. We're not going to use names.
Oh. Because he didn't turn out to be...
No. He found another career path.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. You held on to that one.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember anything.
No.
2.5 years ago, I told you about some singer I had a crush on.
Yeah,
and
showed me in your scrapbook. Like, oh, look. Here I had all these pictures of the singer and... this is before I had my crush on Billy Ray.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Let's go on. So, yeah, that plane landed at the wrong airport. Can you imagine?
And all they did, you saw the news, they just go, well, sorry about that.
Right.
Yeah, well, but you're here safe and sound.
Yeah, they played, like, the pilot speaking. I want to know how they got that. Do you think someone recorded it, or?
I'm sure the airlines
released it to show that they acknowledged.
Or the tower did, you know, whoever got the. They had to acknowledge that everything was all right, you know. Apparently they stopped before they went over the cliff.
The college I went to was a work study college. You work for your tuition rather than pay tuition. And I know there are jobs out at the airport. I wonder if students work the tower, or probably not.
I doubt that students work.
I don't know. I had friends that worked at the airport, but I don't know what they did. I didn't pay attention.
FAA, yeah.
Federal Aviation Administration.
Yeah, FAA.
Yeah, but oops, oops,
oops. Sorry.
That's a bad. At least no one got hurt. Like they made it. Like the end of that runway.
Well, it ended like a real story because they ended up. Busing them to Branson, which is the way most people show up there anyway.
That's true. You haven't even been there. How do you know that?
I know Branson. I've been there. I read. I know what goes on in Branson.
There are a lot of those tour buses.
There's a lot. It's either that or the Winnebagoes. Old people love buses. Old people love to get on shuttles and buses.
Well, they get to talk and socialize and go places.
And they don't have to drive because they can't and they can't see. They just get on. That's one of the things I learned on the cruise. It turned into one of the jokes that I was doing. I said that I don't ever want to get so old that I spend most of my life just saying, does this go back to the ship? Is this the bus that goes back to the ship? Is this the stop that where we need to wait to go back to the ship? You wouldn't believe how many times you hear people just walking around saying stuff like this. Well, we shouldn't wander too far because that's the area you're supposed to be to go back to the ship. Like, everything goes back to the ship. Every freaking thing in the world. You could just stop a cab and say,
I need to go back to the ship.
So even if you're lost, you go back. So I don't want to have that mentality of just walking around afraid of transportation.
But when you're older and maybe you're not as up on the times and you didn't travel a lot maybe throughout your life, you got to think about that. Like, maybe they're not as well traveled as you.
Well, they look well traveled. they look like they've traveled a lot. And you know the other thing I noticed too?
What?
Is old people make noise a lot. They just make noise, just random noises.
With their mouth and stuff? They're hurting.
Oh. If they wake up from a nap, I notice this.
How did you notice an old...
I sit by the pool and I watch people.
Like if they wake up from a nap, they'll go...
And I think that's a way of saying, get out of me, death. Just, okay, I'm good for another few hours.
So what do you want me to do when you start doing that?
What? Are you saying I'm old?
No, but when you get old,
what
would you like me to do when you start doing that?
Just
smack
giggle.
You?
Just giggle.
You want me to giggle?
Yeah.
And then play this back for you?
Yeah. You could just say, are you spitting out death?
There you go. I'll have to remember.
Spit out death.
Spit out death. Let's keep you around a little bit longer.
So what else is going on? What happened... In your world while I was gone, or did you see something in the new... Pamela Anderson got remarried.
Yeah. To... What's his name?
Rick Solomon, who was actually, I believe, the penis in the Paris Hilton video.
Yep. That's disgusting. I haven't seen that video. I know you have. I don't want to talk about it. But I knew that name sounded familiar, but I thought it was just because Pamela Anderson's already been married to him once before.
She was for a very short period of time. But did you know that that was the same guy?
Yeah, I knew the name.
Because that's back when you had the Paris Hilton kind of girl.
I still like her. I still follow her on Instagram. Is that bad?
Now, who's better, Paris or Nikki?
Paris.
Nikki's just sort of boring.
Yeah. Yeah, they were only married. They got married in October and divorced in December before.
Talk about Pam Anderson.
Yep. Back to the original story.
Mm-hmm.
Who's better, Paris or Nikki, in your eyes?
I don't know. I only know Paris because of all of her antics. And
she's a DJ now.
She is? Like a DJ, radio DJ, or like a club?
Like very successful, earning lots and lots of money, gets paid six figures a night to DJ at Vegas clubs.
But is she really DJing? Or does she just have one of these?
I don't know. It's like that techno
iPhone app.
I don't know. She's... apparently talented. I don't know that genre.
Me either. I spoke to someone who is a DJ.
Mm-hmm. On like, radio or
Wiki Club okay. DJ. And he was saying that too many people are calling themselves a DJ, just like, I'm DJ Fresh Deodorant Bar, because they can't. But they're not really DJing, because a real club DJ is the one that mixes and it has it prepared. Like, throws in new beats and new mixes, and it's like new versions of songs.
DJ Cowboy used to do that. Still does it.
Does he?
Yeah.
And who's DJ Cowboy?
He used to be at the Grizzly Rose. Now he's at the Cowboy Lounge. And if you don't know where that is, it's in Denver.
Google, bitches!
Right.
But that's what this guy was saying, that this is what real DJs are doing. And if you see the multi-million dollar DJs, like some of these names that you see around, that they're actually like, they're those kind of DJs, like Skrillex. That they're making music and not just going, and here's the next song, back to back.
Yeah, she's actually mixing.
I can't see that, can you?
She's a very smart girl. She has made a lot of money on herself. Like, her perfumes bring in so much money. She's a very smart business chick. But
her perfumes, are they as good as Nicki Minaj?
I thought we weren't going to admit that.
I didn't think we were either, but that seemed like the perfect time
since you brought it. So we're at the Buckle, let's admit that, browsing, and I was trying to shop for your mother.
Yeah. And you picked up a Nicki Minaj cologne.
You know, mom's like perfume, so I started smelling all the perfumes, but I didn't know it was Nicki Minaj.
I didn't either.
Like, the bottle was just kind of like...
Funky.
It was funky. I think it was boobs. And I was like, oh, I'll just smell it. And I smelled it. I was like, dang, this is good. And I had
and
you
I
smell
it. And
I
smelled it and went, dang, this is good.
And we had to like kind of investigate to find out which one it was.
Which box it came out
and
of.
And we were both like, oh, man, it's Nicki Minaj.
That's almost as bad as liking Tim McGraw's cologne.
Or Taylor Swift's.
Yeah, which you do. You have like four or five bottles of that. Are you just...
No, I only have
one. Do you splash in it or just what do you...
I only have one bottle.
What's it called? Thunderstruck or something?
Something struck.
Something struck?
Yeah. Love struck? That would make more sense.
Oh speaking Taylor. Of country singers, that just dawned on me again. Okay. And my pill, you know.
And the cruise.
I saw
okay.
Tracy Lawrence on the cruise.
You text me that and you see everyone. I should just not leave your side. Like, when I'm by you, we see Joe Nichols. You see Tracy Lawrence.
The week before was
Miranda's Alan. Miranda's got to show up one day.
The week before on the cruise was Alan Cummins from...
Who is?
Cummins from... It was an X-Men, played Nightcrawler, and he's in The Good Wife, and he was in Rami and whatever, Reunion. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That movie. He was in that.
Yeah, you took a selfie with him.
He took it. That's what I thought was even better. Because I said, can we take a picture? He goes, here, I'll take it. And he takes the camera from me. And he made a duck face.
He did.
He made a duck face.
And he sent it to you?
Well, he did it with my phone. He just grabbed my phone and said, let me take it. Because obviously he's more versed at taking selfies. Because it was a very good picture.
It was.
It was a very good.
He actually said,
turn. He goes, turn this way. We turned toward the light. He actually was like, turn this way. So, anyway, but with the Tracy Lawrence deal, I was walking down, walking, and I thought I saw him. You ever do that? You think you see, like, and I stopped and kind of was staring. Not too bad, because he was actually getting one of those ship pictures, the people where you stand there, and the ship photographer takes your picture with a fake background. And so I was watching, and then I heard him speak, and went, yeah, because, you know, he has, there's a certain thing in here, you know, in his voice. And I went, Tracy? And he goes, Mudflap? Like, what are we both doing? Like, what are we both doing here?
We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And I go, yeah, I'm Mudflap, and just said, yeah, I'm not doing radio. And
he's like, I'm not either.
He's not either. Well, he told me he started his own record label, and is doing great. And he played 120 dates. I think it's what he said last year. And so he said things are going great for him now. Compared to when
like
he was trying
Oakridge
to beat
voice.
His head against, you know, play my songs, play my songs, play my...
That's kind of like the Oak Ridge Boys. Like, they do 100 and something dates a year, and that's all they want to do, and that's all they're going to do. And
they sell their merchandise.
They pay their bills.
That's
awesome.
So I think at some point you have to just kind of go, this is where I am now. This is what I'm doing.
Speaking of the Oak Ridge Boys and cruise ships...
Is that too weird? I'm going to be working a cruise...
With the Oak Ridge Boys.
With the Oak Ridge Boys.
And I'm going to be sitting here cleaning up dog poop and cat poop.
Poopageddon! See, I didn't know I was going to be with them.
I didn't either.
Because I got booked for the comedy club, Sin City mm-hmm. Comedy Club, on Celebrity. But it so happens it's the same ship that they booked the Oak Ridge Boys cruise.
That's freaking fate. You guys are meant to be BFFs.
I know.
Forever.
I know. Because Joe and those guys are so cool.
They love
you. And Dwayne.
You. Dwayne.
I'm still trying to figure out why Dwayne types in caps. I think that's just his signature.
He thinks, yeah, that's his thing.
That's just his thing.
That's his thing.
Because if you ever see all caps, mm-hmm. when you're scrolling, you can almost go,
oh, that's Dwayne.
Dwayne.
I think I unfollowed him for a bit because of that. Like, I was like, stop yelling at me.
Do you feel like it's yelling?
Yes. Like
your brain says it's yelling?
My coworkers and I instant message back and forth all day long. And like yesterday, one of them was messaging me, and I was like, are you having a bad day? Like, what's wrong with you? She's like, oh, no, I'm working on an invoice, so I have my caps lock on. I'm like, oh, dang. Yes.
I've never heard that. I mean, I knew it's supposed to represent that you're being more forceful. Like,
mm-hmm.
But just seeing it wouldn't make my brain go, stop yelling at me.
That's what my brain does. I'm like, dang. What's wrong? Do you need to talk?
Have you written back and said, Dwayne, what's wrong? Do you need to talk? Why are you yelling at everybody? Are you mad?
No, I don't want to be that stupid.
I'm sure somebody has told him. Yeah, I bet Joe Bonzel has even said, oh, dude, why is it all in caps?
Right. I'm trying to pull up their cruise to see, yeah. But if you want to check it out, you can go to the Celebrity Cruise Lines, and it's on the reflection mm-hmm. February 22nd through March 1st. And where are you guys going?
It's like, the Caribbean.
The Caribbean,
but I don't know which islands. I mean, there's several different types of Caribbean stuff, but I don't know which is which. Because yeah. I know Danny, the guy that I was just with, was mm-hmm. coming back next week, and he's doing Caribbean, but different route.
Oh,
so
are you gonna do the same thing where you do two trips?
Yes, back to back.
Mm.
2 weeks.
Gone a lot.
I'm thinking about doing a month.
Why?
Just to see that reaction right there.
So I was hanging out with my little 8-year-old friend this weekend, and she's like,
what? You have an 8-year-old friend?
Yeah. She was like,
that's weird.
She's like, what if he's gone for a whole month? And I was like, well, he hasn't done that, and that would be very hard. And she's like, what if he's gone for a whole year? And I was like, that's never going to happen.
Really?
Ever.
Some bands sometimes have to go on the road for a year. What if I just did like a 6-month deal, just went out for 6 months, made all that money, and then came home and just laid around for 6 months?
That would not be good.
That wouldn't be good?
No.
Think of all the money, though, if I did back-to-back cruises.
I
just
know.
Just for 6.
Do you want to be away from us that long?
No.
Okay.
But maybe if I was making that kind of money, you might want to go on a cruise.
Because I might not have to work. What? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, I need a job.
No, you definitely need a job.
Why? Because I'd drive you insane if I were up in your business all the time?
Oh, you would just be like, is this all you do all day? This is it?
Oh, I know what you do all day. And
This is it?
Yeah.
How are you?
How's that laundry in your suitcases that's been here for?
Hey, I'm not supposed to look down. I came home from my cruise and had the hair transplant.
That's the title for our podcast.
I am not supposed to look down.
I'm just kidding. I know that, babe. I know. But this is
because I thought that same thing.
This isn't the first time you've come home and the laundry has sat there.
See how she chastises me, people? Do you see what I have to live with? Do you see why?
I know, right? Why do you put up with me? Why is that? Because I clean up poopageddon.
Poopageddon! I wonder what it sounded like in there.
Oh.
When that was all going on. I wonder in the washroom.
Well, do you remember? Not to get gross.
Huh?
Not to get gross like we haven't already. But do you recall how gassy he was the night before?
I do.
Yeah.
That must have been the hint that something was about to go
like
bad.
That should have been like the pre-quake.
Because normally
tremors.
He's only gassy when he's like walking up the stairs and he does those cute little poop, 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 poop.
These are like.
Like he's laying around watching.
Well, I just thought it was because he's old. old people do that, so I figured old dogs do that.
Now that you got me thinking about it, here's what I'm thinking happened.
What?
Because he was gassy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we saw that coming. So then he was all like, and then it smelled so bad he gagged and threw up. That explains the throw up. I'm wondering if that was the chain reaction of how it. He's like, then the smell got to the little one, and that's what made.
I gotta live with this. Poop again.
I love you.
And should I say what happened? What I did to the little one, cleaning her up?
Oh yes, yes.
I feel so bad.
So I cleaned up all the crap, literally, and he.
I'm bathing the dogs.
Had to bathe the dogs.
And I'm bathing the dog and Butterfly. Being a poodle and has tight curly hair around her bunghole, I couldn't get it out. I kept using the washcloth and I was pulling and pulling. I'm washing and there was a big clump in the curlies. So I thought I would take a pair of scissors and just clip it down really close to her butthole. And so I cut really close to the butthole.
And oops.
And oops, I nicked her butthole.
And
she didn't cry. She didn't freak out. She didn't bark. She didn't whine.
Today she's scooting her butt on the carpet.
It was like you cut yourself shaving. She just had this little. It kept. I had to put a little piece of paper on it to stop the stuff. And she's like, la da da.
He's touching me.
He's touching my butthole. But the you kept laughing every time I go. Butterfly, how's your butthole? And so you're laughing right every time I say that. You go, hey Butterfly, how's your butthole? And look at her right now. She's just staring at me like,
what?
You're the dude to cut my butthole.
I think it's when you say butthole. I don't know. It's kind of funny. You should add that to your act.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, what scissors did you use?
Yours.
Are you kidding me? They're in my bathroom because I use them for things.
Oh, I washed them off. I put disinfectant soap and did the blades
okay.
And stuff.
So. All right. All right. Yeah, right. What? I don't believe you.
I did. Okay. I claimed it. I couldn't in good conscience just
use my sister.
Yeah, I couldn't cut dog poop and nick a butthole and put it back without doing something. Just in good conscience, you couldn't
good
do that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you have a conscience.
Right.
But she's doing good.
Hold her up and look at her butthole. Is it?
She was scooting her butt on the carpet.
Was that because it's been nicked or it's because it's dirty again?
How do
again?
You look at a dog's butt?
You have to raise her tail like a Pez dispenser. You actually have to grab it by the tip of her tail.
Nothing's going
to
pop out, is it?
It might. See how her butthole puckers when you raise her tail? That's what I didn't expect. When you raise her tail, her little butthole goes, hmm?
There's some stuff around there. I don't know.
Oh!
I don't know if it's dried blood or dried poop.
Well, I guess we could end on that. Right there.
A lot of laughter.
Here's to you not having dried poop or blood on your butthole.
Yes.
We wish you good luck. Oh, you know what we didn't do? We didn't do the trivia this
time.
That's
okay. We'll do it next time.
Next time. We'll do the trivia. Bad Morning Show trivia next time.
Next time.
All right.
A big thank you to Timber Threads.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they rock.
Go ahead and explain.
They sent Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine and me.
Say that with conviction. Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Right. They're called dresses. They're long t-shirts. And they're Colorado. All their stuff has like Colorado stuff on it. It's called like Colorado Pride. And they're called Timber Threads. And
it was very nice.
I just want to thank them as much as possible.
Very good.
And you should follow them on Instagram because they post a lot of cool pictures.
They do. And I want to say thanks. I'll do the Bosley to the doctor thing. Dr. Tanya Pauls. At Bosley Hair, mm-hmm. She she's done a great job.
She has.
You know, she did mine before.
Right.
So this isn't the first one. It's
this isn't your first rodeo.
No. But as I was reading the paperwork, as I should have done several times before, it actually says over the years you may need to have some extra work done as your real hair starts to continue to fall out. So, because I was thinking, oh, look, I've already had it. I'm all good forever. Hey, wait.
I need to go back.
But it wasn't bad. That's 60.
Hey, wait. I need to go back.
Yeah. So, but Dr. Tanya Pauls at Bosley Hair, give them a shout out.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Cutarelli.
Reed.
I haven't done him right. Dude, who did my LASIK surgery.
And you're seeing great now, right?
I'm seeing much better. Actually, I can see great without my glasses. And on some things, I can read without glasses up close. Hmm. And it's so weird how some days I can totally read up close without my glasses.
It's probably has to do with rest and stuff.
I'm thinking that tired eyes are dry and carrots. Am I supposed to rub carrots on my eyes?
No, you're supposed to eat
them. Like chapstick? You just touch the end of them on your eyeball?
That's an odd. And then you should also thank your dentist.
Oh, Dr. Stang. Dang, Dr. Stang. I do. Because
you've got these three groups of people that
love.
Just take care of you and pamper you.
And I love these guys.
Yeah.
Because they do good work. That's the other thing, too.
Right. If it was crap work, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, if people have asked me, and I think other, because people go, you drive all the way up there to go to Dr. Stang?
I
go
can't
to Stanley's.
Believe it. It's in Arvada.
And because, you know, you could go, hey, there's a dentist right here in Parker.
That I like.
But the deal is, once you find somebody you really like, it's kind of like your hairdresser. I have said to you,
I go downtown,
why do you keep going all the way
money.
Down there and pay a lot when we have friends that are hairdressers that could probably, that's and you're like, same. Nope, once you find somebody,
once
you stick with
once I find my
it.
Hillary, I keep my Hillary. That's her name.
All right. Well, there's our plugs. We've taken hair. We did teeth plugs, eye plugs, hair plugs. And anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you liked it. Find us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher.
Spreaker.
And share us. Share us with your friends. Click and share. That's how we make this thing grow.
Right.
More people have to share this thing.
Right. And let us know what you like, what you don't like. I'm not going to cry on air. You won't know if I'm sad about your comment.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
They can tell, but listen to this. When I bring something up, how you go, yeah, the pause was there. Like, you're like, I don't know if I even want to talk about this or not.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
All right, then bye.
Oh, no. Okay, bye.
What? Are we done?
I didn't want to end that way.
Okay. How do you want to end it?
Let's end it now.
Bye.